News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the time is just 7:33. The summer holidays, of course, are upon us. And bringing with it holidays, festivals, going out and lots of spending. But what do you do when there is a gap between what you and your friends make? And how do you even talk about it? We're joined now by Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. Good morning to you, Brendan. This does create an awkwardness and a difficulty, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Differences in income create difficulties all the time, and we seem utterly unable to talk about it, certainly in our friend groups. You know, Ciara, we live in a world where a lot of inhibitions have been shed. People discuss medical conditions, they discuss their intimate personal lives in public, put all kinds of things on the internet, but nobody discloses their income or how much money they earn. It seems to be the last taboo, and it does cause problems in friendships when there's an inequality or an inequity, particularly when booking holidays or doing joint activities.
Okay. And is there a way of managing it, like a good way of managing it? Is it that the person who has more money needs to be sensitive and maybe not book something out like a five-star all-inclusive-y kind of a break because their pal has nothing like their income? Or is it that they throw a few extra squids in the pot? Like what is there a way of doing this so that the friends don't fall out?
Yeah, there are things that we can do. It is important, as you say, to be sensitive about this and to be aware. But ultimately, people will not be terribly open and honest. So we need to be subtle. One good activity or good approach is to rotate planning duties, where people would take turns organising things, allowing each person to suggest things that are within their own budget and also things they really like. Because we do get caught into these loops in our friendships and we end up doing stuff we don't like at all. So rotating the planning and the responsibility allows people to even out all kinds of differences, financial ones, preferences and so forth.
And I see that. But supposing not necessarily the case, but supposing I have more money than a pal. And so when we do what they want to do, that's grand. I can afford it easily and I enjoy it and it's a lovely thing. And then I go, oh, now I choose. Let's go for a spa day somewhere really expensive or something. That still might, even if I'm only booking the thing half the time, that still might create a problem, no?
Yeah, no, it certainly would, but that approach would reduce the problem overall. It is important when booking the activities to be sensitive and aware that the other person might not be earning as much and to take that into account as best as possible and maybe focus on other reasons why you're friends, you know, connection, laughter, support, having fun, rather than spending the money. So as usual, it's about focusing on time, not on money, respecting people's boundaries, and maybe just, you know, being generous in other ways and realizing that maybe you having more money isn't the most important thing. Maybe the other person is more fun and they're bringing more to the friendship than you are with all of your cash. You know,
I have loads of money, but they're actually more fun. That's okay. That seems like a fair exchange. What about though? And here's a question for you. Supposing, you know, we all have the same money or largely speaking same, but some people are stingier than others and don't want to spend their money and that creates a problem. Is that also a kind of an issue?
Yeah, oh no, that's clearly an issue. And as they say, pretty much every friend group has a person who is stingier than the others. And if you don't know who that is in your friend group, the bad news is it's probably you. So the key to that one is to always be extra generous to a point. Now, not ridiculously so, but always be very ready. You know, we're not bad at this in Ireland mostly. You know, at the end of a meal or an evening out, people are waving cards and throwing notes in the air and things like this. That just doesn't happen in other countries. I remember being away in Denmark at the end of a meal. I was waving notes in the air. This was back in the days of money. But all the Danish people took out calculators in order to calculate precisely how much each person should pay for towards the joint bill.
So they didn't just split it. They did the you had a starter, you didn't kind of thing.
Yeah. You had two glasses of wine, you had none. And you know, that just doesn't rest easy with us in Ireland, because we have a certain inbred generosity, but we also have this inbred secrecy, or if you like, cultural modesty about money.
Is it because we were poor? I'm wondering, because we have an inbred generosity, but that's because we don't want to look poor. And we also have a kind of a secrecy because we don't want to tell them that we're actually poor. Does it come from a place of poverty?
It's hard to know, because we tend to be be secretive about all kinds of things. We love having stuff that we don't tell other people about, either in our personal lives. We like to be have a certain degree of repression going on, a certain degree of secrecy, that there's things people don't know and will never know about us. And the other thing is this phenomenon called tall poppy syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Which is this tendency to criticize anyone who achieves notable success. And we don't want to be that person. We don't want to be that tall poppy. We don't want to be the one left out, but neither do we want to stand out. So I don't know if this is a legacy of poverty. It's more like a cultural, culturally based
notions.
Identity. Well, is there anything worse than notions?
Not
the
not-
only thing worse is being accused of having them. It's terrible.
Look, as ever, thank you for those insights. That is Professor Brendan Kelly, their professor of psychiatry at Trinity College, and of course, author.
I'm just trying to think, right? Do you know the way sometimes we'd go out for breakfast after the programme and you've never paid once?
Oh, you're so mean. You are
never
so
paid once.
Mean. That's not. Actually, in fairness to Jonathan Healy, is super generous. You actually have to argue with them to pay for anything.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'm not seeing a hand going into the pocket.
You stop that now. You, listen, you can accuse Shane Coleman of that, but you can't accuse
him. Because he's not here.
Let us know what you think about all that this morning. 087 1400 106 is the one.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.